Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited. Gene Marks is here. I know. I'm excited, too. He's the owner and the operator of the Marks Group, which is a small business just like yours and mine. He provides technology consulting services to folks just like you and me, but most of you know him as one of the great thought leaders and cheerleaders for small businesses. He's the author of a book called In God We Trust, Everyone Else Pays Cash, which is outstanding. Also, Outfoxing the Small Business. And when I met him first, he just published Small Business Book of Lists. And he works hard on for you folks, and we're glad he's part of our world. Gene Marks, welcome back.
I'm glad to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me on. You're very, very nice.
Good to have you back. So you've been keeping up with social media, and there's some new stuff out there we need to know about, right?
Yeah, you know what, I've been writing, as you know, I mean, I write every day for the Washington Post, and then I also write in a bunch of other different places, and the whole focus on stuff that affects small business owners like you and me, Facebook has a big impact on us. You know, sometimes I'm like, geez, you know, Facebook comes out with news and, you know, more things, I'm like, it seems like I'm writing about Facebook a lot, but, you know, there's millions of small businesses that are on Facebook that rely on it for, you know, service and for sales,
right,
and for engaging their customers. It's a wonderful platform.
They build communities there to engage communities so that people who you know, hang out in different disciplines, different interests, you can find a little niche there, can't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what's great about Facebook is that, you know, they do reach out to small business. They understand the importance of small businesses, and they know that it is a big part of their platform as well. And again, Facebook isn't for everybody. I mean, if you're more of a business to business kind
B2B
of company,
B2B is not typically Facebook, right?
Correct.
Mostly B2C, mostly retailers, like that.
Yep. The service providers, you know, flower shop owners, pet store owners, you know, things like that.
Yep.
You know, Facebook. Yeah, it's a big deal. It really is a big deal. So the reason why I say this, you know, Facebook, I have a lot of clients and a lot of readers that are active on Facebook and are advertising on Facebook, and there are a lot of really great options for advertising on Facebook. But Facebook just announced, there's a couple things for Facebook that I thought I would mention for you and for your listeners. Number one is just recently, like a couple of weeks ago, Facebook announced a change into how it's going to be delivering its ads to mobile devices. You know, one of the biggest things that Facebook is trying to do is to speed up its ads and speed up the delivery of its content. So it's going to be caching more of its information, meaning that a lot of the information that you're going to be getting or users are going to be getting on their mobile apps are going to be stored on their mobile devices. It's going to be doing that to a certain extent. And what Facebook is warning its customers and the people that are going to be advertising is this. They want speed. And if your website is not loading very fast, if it is not performing very well, then Facebook is actually going to be impacting your ads. In other words, your ads are not going to be seen.
So Facebook wants to be able to anticipate what their users want and are interested in.
Exactly.
They think through their big data. They can anticipate that you're going to look for a new golf club, and I'm going to look for a pair of hunting shoes or something like that. They think we can anticipate us, and so they've got these ads loaded up, ready to go. And if it's if you're lucky enough to be one of those that's loaded up, or it could be, and they find out that when they load you up and shoot you out to this user, if it takes too long for your stuff to present on the screen, they're gonna kick you out.
You hit it right up, but Jimmy, you explain stuff really, really well.
I learned from you, Gene. I hang on your every word. But seriously, I mean that's what it is, right? I mean, this is another example of what I've been saying now for 8 years, Gene. We play by the big platform rules.
Yep, that's right.
If you don't play by their rules, you don't get to play.
That's exactly right. So, and you know, it's funny that you say that too, because this is what Facebook is doing. Some people might be like, oh, that's not fair, or my website's just fine. The bottom line is this is what Facebook is doing. And if you want to play the game on Facebook, you have got to comply. So
of all the things they've done that I felt have been overbearing and bullying people and abusing people, this is not one of them, folks. I mean, this is just business.
Yep, that's correct. It is just making your website just if you make it that much faster, and it has to be faster, Facebook will be delivering your ads.
So they're presuming, though, aren't they, that if it's not mobile ready, if it's not already optimized for mobile, I mean, that's like the first thing they're looking for, right?
Correct. So we're talking about mobile ads that are delivering, which has been a huge part of Facebook's ad strategy. So your site clearly has to be mobile optimized, but then it just has to be quick. It has to load within a certain parameter. Mm-hmm. It has to make sure that there are no plugins and pop-ups and things that are impeding the loading and the performance of your mm-hmm. site. So if Facebook determines that, then they're actually going to be redirecting ads away from, your ads will be redirected away from their users.
So if you don't have a mobile site at all, then you're probably not going to be loaded up like this, are you?
That's exactly right.
I've been telling folks for years now, you don't have to have a mobile app, but you have to have a mobile site.
That's correct. And so because of that, it is most people are doing their searches now from mobile devices, right?
Right.
So like from their smartphones,
right,
from their iPhones. And because of that, not only Facebook, but Google is now punishing websites that are not mobile optimized.
Uh-huh.
And putting them further down in their search engine.
So let me ask you this question about the mobile optimized thing. Some sites are mobile. I forgot the term that they use. You may remember. The site is actually set up originally in its large format as a mobile site, so to speak.
Right.
I forgot the term they use for that. My site is a regular site, but if you
right.
go to, if you request it from a mobile device, it presents my mobile site.
That's correct.
So would I be, as long as I have a mobile presentation, is that okay with Facebook? Even if my site isn't mobile?
It's both Facebook and Google, and the answer is yes, that will be okay with your site. There are some great services that will provide a mobile version of your site
right.
and make that search engine ready.
Right.
So if you are, if you're hosting with web.com or GoDaddy or any
mm-hmm.
of those guys, they all provide that extra service very inexpensively. And then there's other services like Duda Mobile, D-U-D-A
right.
Mobile. I know a lot of clients use
that. You got to do that, folks. Hey, Gene, I need your website, please.
Sure. It's marksgroup.net, marksgroup.net.
Marksgroup.net. Folks, you can find his books there, and you'll thank me later when you get one of his books. Gene Marks and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.